Idaho Lieutenant Governor Brad Little is officially the Republican candidate for governor. The 64-year-old rancher is an Idaho native and has been in elected office for 16 years. In November, he'll face former State Representative Paulette Jordan, who secured the Democratic Party nomination. Both are vying to replace Governor Butch Otter. Justin Vaughn is the director of the Center for Idaho History and Politics at Boise State University, and he sat down with Samantha Wright to talk about the results of Idaho's primary races.
For governor, it's going to be Brad Little on the GOP side and Paulette Jordan on the Democratic side. The governor's race is set for November. Was this a surprise? Did we expect this? How did that shake out?
I think... there's a little bit of surprise, but, you know, in retrospect, a lot of it makes sense. On the Democratic side, A.G. Blukoff, repeat candidate, self-funded, spent a lot of money, had a real tight, well-organized campaign operation. Usually those things lead to victory. But Paulette Jordan just rode this wave of kind of grassroots support that just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And she, you know, beat AJ by almost 20 points. Pretty incredible, considering a very limited amount of money that was spent, very limited campaign organization, some bumps in the campaign road. And yet, in retrospect, with all that enthusiasm and excitement around her campaign, it makes sense. Brad Little, Brad Little has always been a very strong challenger. He had the firm support, a very strong candidate. He had the firm support of the governor, who is extraordinarily popular in Idaho. Positive reputation, pretty good name ID at the beginning of the race, and ran a solid, generally mistake-free campaign that tends to lead to victory. He had a couple of good opponents. Tommy Alquist, the Alquist team worked hard, had him all over the state constantly over the last several months, spent a lot of money, ended up getting 27%. It's not bad for a person with, you know, virtually no name ID a year ago. Raul Labrador, I think maybe that's what surprised me a little bit. Sitting member of Congress, very conservative, in touch with that growing kind of populist element of the Idaho Republican base. And I thought he would do better than that in the race. I didn't necessarily know who was going to win, but I felt like Labrador underperformed a little bit in terms of what my expectations were. So, you know, the general outcome makes sense, but how we got there, there's some surprises along the way.
And Republican Russ Fulcher has won his party's nomination in the first congressional district in Idaho. Was that expected?
Both David Leroy and Russ Fulcher were excellent candidates, but Russ Fulcher really put together a really strong operation, managed to communicate that his conservatism and how that is consistent with the first congressional district. Club for Growth supported Fulcher significantly, which does not hurt. And so over the course of the last few months, that kind of the perception was that lead was opening up, and so the outcome we see tonight with Russ Fulcher getting over 40% of the vote, not a big surprise to me. Christina McNeil on the Democratic side, almost 70% of the vote, and that's pretty significant. That's a overwhelming victory. James Vandermas, who came in second with 17% of the vote, had put together a good campaign, and so her I think relatively late. Later entrance into that race didn't hurt her, and she ended up just cruising. Similarly, Aaron Swisher going to be running against Mike Simpson in the second congressional race. He put together a nice campaign and all along was kind of doing the kinds of things you see successful campaigns do.